More cool weather is likely to move into portions of the Midwest as we move into the weekend and early next week. But for the next few days, we'll likely see a little bit of a warming trend take place, which will be welcome from most perspectives. Temperatures yesterday afternoon were limited to the 50s in the eastern parts of the Midwest, from Michigan and eastern portions of Wisconsin southward into Ohio and portions of Indiana. Temperatures in the 60s dominated the middle and some western portions of the region, while temperatures over 70 degrees occurred to the west of the Missouri River. Well, the forecast is for those temperatures to continue to trend warmer. Everybody will be involved with it, and it will certainly be welcome. Our temperatures are likely to peak out in the 70s and 80s in the western portions of the Midwest, and in particular areas west of the Mississippi River as we go through the next 2 days. Now, most of those 80-degree temperatures will occur in parts of western Missouri, western Iowa, South Dakota, in all areas from Nebraska down into portions of Kansas, and temperatures could come close to 90 degrees on the westernmost fringe of Corn Belt country in Kansas. Well, temperatures in the eastern Midwest tomorrow afternoon will be mostly in the 60s and 70s, and as we move into the day on Thursday, we'll start to see cooler air already returning to the northern parts of the region. High temperatures from the Dakotas over to Michigan will be down to the 50s already, and 60 and 70 degree readings will occur in the remainder of the Midwest. As we move on out into the following several day period from Friday through Monday, temperatures will get rather nippy across the Midwest again. Any headway that was made in raising soil temperatures will be lost by the cooler weather coming up. High temperatures from Friday into Sunday, maybe Monday, will be in the upper 40s and 50s across the northern parts of the region, and 50s to near 60 degrees in the south. Several days of cooling will likely have that kind of an impact on crop development as far as slowing it down. We'll likely see nighttime freezes developing as we move forward in time as well. Freezes tomorrow morning are not expected to occur except in the northeast corner of the country outside of the Midwest, but there will be some temperatures in the middle and upper 30s in the eastern parts of the region. We'll look for temperatures on Thursday morning to be warmest in general, with very few temperatures below 40 degrees and quite a few in the lower 50s in the southern parts of the region. But there will be some freezes moving in on Thursday morning in parts of North Dakota and Minnesota near the Canada border. That is going to be foreshadowing what will come across the northern half of the Midwest as we move into the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and even Monday period. Temperatures will likely turn cooler during that period of time. We'll see a lot of upper 20 and 30 degree readings occurring across the northern half of the region. And there may indeed be some risk to the corn and wheat crops in the lower parts of the region. We will continue to monitor that rather closely, but any time from Sunday into Monday mornings could be rather threatening, and we will watch those temperatures closely. Temperatures could get below freezing southward into parts of Missouri, central Illinois, and central Indiana, and southern portions of Ohio. And we will not see a tremendous amount of precipitation impacting the region for a while, but there will not be completely dry conditions either. A few random showers occur from Iowa into the lower Ohio River Valley today. Those will not likely have a great deal of impact, and we'll likely see another round of showers occurring from Minnesota and the eastern Dakotas into Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio as we go through the day tomorrow. And then finally we'll see a couple of days where it'll be a little bit drier, but a warm front and associated rainfall will start to push into the western sections of the region already as early as Thursday night into Friday morning, and that will become more significant as we get deeper into the weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.